All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, let's do the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. The veto session in Springfield is underway. All eyes on the Republicans in the legislature. Will they vote against Governor Rauner on bills that he vetoed? That's the question. After the conservative wing of the party supposedly organizing a revolt. I'm not sure that they are, though. I mean, yeah, it makes a good soundbite. Chris Roebling. But are you really going to turn your back on the governor over the abortion bill that was essentially pushed through the state house by Democrats as a political trap, hoping for this exact outcome? I mean, come on, GOP, you're getting played. Cut the governor some slack. I mean, he rides a Harley just like us. One issue will be that of bump stocks, as the Illinois House is considering a bill to ban the accessory that turns a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon, the same accessory used by the Las Vegas shooter. The bill also includes magazine capacity and, in some cases, bans on assault weaponry. The Illinois Rifle Association opposes the bill and says it's too broad, but if it does get through and get to the governor's desk, Rauner once again will have to decide where he stands. It'll be interesting to see if the state debate over guns will be a precursor to all change at the federal level, or if anything at all will happen after the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Boy, a veto would not look good. But passing it, so un-Republican. Oh, somebody hand me popcorn. I need the stress eat. Oh. Also, the hashtag MeToo campaigns come to Springfield. An open letter was published documenting widespread sexual harassment in state government. Prompted some senators to say there should be mandatory sexual harassment training for legislators, staff, and lobbyists. So that's not happening already? Really? I mean, the cashiers at Arby's have to at least watch the old 70s video, Sexual Harassment in You. I mean, if there's one place that you would think that you would use a mandatory seminar, it would be the world of state politics. Just think about the questions that would come from the old county chairman. But what if I lightly touch her buttocks? No, Orville, no. You can't. Also, no tobacco chewing in the seminar. You got to do that outside. The Cook County commissioners have started the process of plugging the budget after repealing the beverage tax. Commissioner John Daly wants 10% cuts across the board. Some agencies are holding out. Also, Cook County Commissioner Sean Morrison is mad at President Preckwinkle for not having a new budget for them to work off after the repeal. So wait. You don't like the tax, so you lead the charge to repeal, and then you're critical of the president for not putting another budget forward? So just what do you do all day? Right? I mean, I get it. Those high-back leather chairs are comfy, but, I mean, you wanted change and you got it. So your turn, right? What am I missing here? It's like asking mom to make something else because you didn't like the stroganoff that's on the table. Go to the fridge. Make your own sandwich, Commissioner. Make your own sandwich. Don't make mom do it. Sears announced that they're cutting ties with Whirlpool. So, remind me again what Sears actually sells now? Smoothie makers and random smoothie makers? That's all I can think about. It was announced today that climate change is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Well, I think it's high time for climate change reform. Change it into three simple brackets. Cut out corruption from all these storms. I mean, the reason Hurricane Harvey was so big is because of the Democrats and their tax and spend philosophy or something like that, right? Did I get off track? But in all seriousness, that's an issue. We are spending way too much money on climate change. And if we could stay on a serious topic for a second, actor John Stamos got engaged. Yeah. I'm just delivering the information, guys. I don't have anything on. I'm just letting you know. That actor, that one actor from Full House, he's getting engaged. So there you go. In weather, all right, uncle, we give. We get it. You're mad at us, Mother Nature. I don't know why. Probably because we're costing billions in climate change. Whatever we did, we're sorry, okay? Can we please have back a couple 70-degree days before Thanksgiving? Just before the frost comes in. I mean, this is the worst. Rain. In sports, the Blackhawks in Vegas tonight to take on the Golden Knights. Golden Knights. Seriously? They should have named the expansion team the Double Downs. Or the Las Vegas Penny Slots. Or the Las Vegas Celine Dion's Golden Knights. Give me a break. Anyway, game coming up next here. WGN Radio, pregame with Chris Bowden, coming up at 8:30 p.m. The Bears, hashtag don't hate winning, are 3-4 and have a showdown with the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome on Sunday. And maybe the best part of this week's win, the injury report. No starters went down. What? That's something new. Maybe we even got healthier? Is that possible? You know, if we beat the Saints, I hate to do this, but we'll be 4-4 going into a bye week. And then a showdown with the Packers at Soldier Field in the week after. And the hard part of the schedule is kind of over. I mean, the Bears got the Saints, the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. Then you got the Lions, the Eagles, 49ers, the Bengals, and the Browns. Lions and Vikings again. All winnable. I called in the preseason 12-4, didn't I? You guys all remember that, and you all mocked me. And here I am on the precipice. I'm a 12-4. Yeah, the Bears. The Bears are going to win out, and Trubisky will throw 20 more passes this season. Hashtag don't hate winning. The Bulls, halftime, just after halftime with the Cavaliers tonight. The Cavaliers, Dwayne Wade, Derrick Rose, and LeBron James ready to battle with the ultimate rivalry against Jerry and Grant. Robin Lopez, that's good. Benny the Bull. I don't know. So confused. The one bright spot has been the play of Lauri Markkanen. He's averaging a double-double over the first two games. Someone get him on an expressway billboard stat. He should be selling Kias. Someone should give him the old building that was a Scottie Pippen Dodge. Two games, double-double? Tomorrow night, the Chicago Fire start their playoff run. They ended up being the 3 seed in the East after a huge turnaround from last year. They play a winner-take-all match tomorrow against the New York Red Bulls. That's the name of the team, the New York Red Bulls. When do we play the Kansas City Monster Energies? Is that the St. Louis Battery Acids? Are they any good this year? I haven't paid attention. Also, that sucks that this is the kind of weather that you get playoff soccer in Chicago. Only in Chicago. In baseball, quietly, the Cubs moved on from pitching coach Chris Bosio. And now comes word that bench coach Davey Martinez, he'll never be Dave. It's always going to be Davey. Is interviewing for the Nationals opening. Ooh, they fired Dusty. That would be a bummer. Love seeing Davey in the dugout. Also, word is that the Cubs could be interested in Mike Maddox as their new pitching coach. I mean, that'd be fun to have a Maddox with a mustache for a change. Yeah. And the World Series is starting tonight in L.A., and nobody cares. The only good news is it's 104 degrees or something like that. How do you like your beard now, Justin Turner? Scratchy? Probably. And finally tonight, Target is taking aim at what they're calling the Christmas creep. They're going to put up more Thanksgiving end displays and decorations and wait a little longer to put up Christmas decorations. Good. Although when they said they're taking aim at the Christmas creep, I thought they were talking about my Uncle Charlie. No one needs a massage, Uncle Charlie. Nobody needs a massage. That's the carryout for October 24th, 2017. Hey, it's so cold, we started up the old slow cooker today. There was still some stew in it from last year. Score. All right, coming up tonight, truncated download. David Friedman's going to be here. We're going to talk about his company, Epic Burger, fast casual explosion here in the city of Chicago, and also actor Frank Grillo coming up after 8 o'clock. It's a download here on 720. Stay with us.